have you all along, wherever you are around the world on this troubled planet of ours. As many of you know, I've been bringing you an occasional mini update on how Jim Mars is doing. Some weeks ago, Jim ran into what we're all going to face sooner or later, can best be described as some unexpected health challenges, very severe health challenges. Jim is not about to go quietly into that good night, as you know, if you know Jim at all, and God only knows how many programs we've done together on this program station, and how much he has brought to all of you around the world in terms of knowledge, insight, truth, reality, and wisdom. Ultimately, it has to end up as being wisdom. And that's what Jim Mars has given us. I often think of Jim as the last journalist, the last real journalist, and I'll stand by that for the rest of my life. He had been doing better, and I was glad to report that to you. There was another issue that popped up a few days ago. We talk often, and it was difficult, and he has somehow managed to surmount that as well. I woke up this morning to a very unpleasant email that Jim Mars had passed away. And it was very difficult. I'm very glad to say that after several hours of dealing with this, I decided, I don't know why, to call his cell phone number again. And I did. And I was almost struck dead when he answered. He was on the way to going to the hospital again, as ornery as ever. He is with us, and we talked, and he doesn't like rumors. He's a journalist. He wants facts. And we decided that if he wanted to, I would bring him on the program before we bring Harry Cooper on tonight and let him tell us what he wants all of you to know about his condition. Jimmy? Welcome.
Now, Jeffy, here we are again.
Yeah.
Same old patter, except in my case, is there's a few things missing.
Yeah.
No, I just, I'm not after anybody's sympathy or notoriety or anything. I'm just, I have heard from several people that they've gotten emails or calls and people said, oh, he died. You know, well, I want to tell you, the reports of my death are highly exaggerated, okay? Because I'm still here and I'm still kicking. I have had some problems, and I'll tell you what it was. A few weeks ago, my kidneys failed, and I had to go in the hospital, and I had to go on dialysis, and that's the bad news, because that usually means a trip to the hospital like three times a week for hours, for 4 or 5 hours at a stretch. But they have got me fixed up with a new machine that allows me to do my dialysis at home. And so I can hook myself up at nighttime, and it operates while I sleep in bed. And I get up the next morning, I unhook, and I go about my day. So I'm still getting used to it, and it's still a huge unsettlement in my life, but things could be worse, right? Well,
yes,
but then it got worse because I was sitting at my desk, and I looked up, and all of a sudden I couldn't see out of my right eye. And I thought, well, you know, something got my eye. I go to the doctor. He'll spray something in it or whatever. But anyway, went to the doctor after a day or so, and he said, nope, your eyeball's gone. And they can't figure out exactly what happened, and that's another reason I haven't said anything to anybody, because we don't know exactly what happened. They think, they're theorizing, they're still doing some tests, so we'll know something a little later. But they think that a piece of plaque broke off, got in my bloodstream, and went through my aorta, and but instead of going to my heart or brain, thank goodness, it went to my eyeball, and it cut off circulation to
the optic nerve and all that?
And all, yeah, and everything, it just killed it, you know. There was no substance, so they just killed it, and that's it. It's gone. But, hey, I still got one eye, so now I'm very truly the one-eyed man in the land of the blind.
God, is that funny? When you told me about this, I think I want all of you to know, as you know, Jim has a sense of humor that is utterly unique. He said, first he told me about the eye and he didn't know what was wrong. And then when he found out, he said, I've lost my right eye. How do you like that? And he just turns it into something of ultimate irony. And it's just, you got to just laugh with him,
yeah.
Because it's what happens. We have this body that carries us through life. And no matter how our minds are, the body eventually, it gets mileage on it, and whatever the reason.
It's a piece of organic material. It's going to collapse and die, period, you know, no matter what you want or do.
That's exactly right. The bottom line is, I just wanted all of you, and Jim more than I, to know that he is very much here. He hasn't been able to come on the program as scheduled, but he's I know him. He's determined to get back into the groove here, no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's so much going on. As a journalist, you know, he didn't want to check out. No chance. And he's not gonna. So we're just praying that that's the end of it and you can continue, all of
yeah.
you, to count on this home dialysis thing, which is a major
it's
step
miraculous.
Forward. Thank
yeah.
God for this. Yeah, it's astounding.
And meanwhile, everybody keep your eyes and ears open. Think for yourself and don't... check into the death of Seth Rich. Something going on there, and it seems to point to the Clintons. Okay.
What an odd thing to say. Gee. There's an article that Jim sent me, and I put it up at the top of the page. It's up there now, or will be momentarily. It's called America's Lost Generations.
Please, oh, yeah, that's really good.
You've got to read it. It's the truth, Jim. He's nailed it.
The one I love today, June 15th, 2017, said a global warming study involving several universities up at Hudson Bay, I believe, has been canceled due to unprecedented ice.
Oh, God.
So
that's that damn global warming again.
Global warming. Now it's climate change. It's getting so hot, we're going to freeze to death.
God, isn't that funny? That awful, horrible Al Gore. What did he say the other day? I forget. Something even more obscene about this. He keeps pushing this crap, and he won't quit. Yeah,
no.
It's the reality.
Got too much. He's got everything he's got invested in it.
Of course. Moneymaker. All about money. Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter.
And what kills me is that what they're pushing is they want a carbon tax. They want to tax everybody that's breathing, okay? Because when you exhale, you're exhaling CO2.
That's exactly what they want to do. They're already taxing rainwater. There's people in jail right now as we're speaking to you who are there because they were collecting rainwater. They've been charged. There's one guy in jail for it. People try and make a little pond for irrigation, they get charged. So the insanity is getting worse. And this article that Jim mentioned that I've got up there is really important. It talks about the lost generations. This guy's got it broken down into decades and what's wrong with these people and how they're now becoming violent. They've stepped across the line. They are not any longer just talk. They're violent,
yep.
And that's beyond self-destructive.
Yeah, and the thing is, there's no reasoning with them. They don't understand reason. It just doesn't compute, because when you're insane, you know, there's no reasonable. And that's why people like us, you try to say, well, you know, why do you think this way? Why are you doing this? You know, what's going on here? You know, and we're trying to make reason out of it, and we can't figure it out because there is no reason to it.
They don't think logically. There's no linear progression in their thought anymore. 1 + 1 does not equal 2 to them. It's 3. And they'll fight and fight to defend that, no matter how crazy it sounds. It doesn't matter. There's no humility. Yuri Bezmenov is a name that you'll see in the article. He was a Russian KGB agent. He's on YouTube. You can see the interview. It must be 25 years old now. He told the whole story. What they're doing, communism, how they're doing it. And he is so right. It's all there. Yuri Bezmenov. And Jim, thank you for that article. I want you to go rest. Go get some rest now. Anything else you want to say?
No, I think that's it. I just don't. I don't want anybody to think I'm dead because I got a crick in my neck, and sometimes I feel like it, but not yet.
All right,
okay,
my friend.
Take care.
Thank you. Thanks for being here, Jimmy. You take care.